Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, this week I had eye surgery in my right eye. And since I had never had surgery before, I didn't exactly know what to think about what was going to happen, how long it was going to take to heal up. And I found out that my right eye is still not seeing very good. My left eye is kind of fuzzy right at the moment. So in order to do any articles for the show tonight, I had to print them out in big letters, which means a huge amount of paper, huge amount of printing. So I decided what I would do is do at the most, a 30-minute show tonight. And then next week I was going to go back to my show, my normal show. What I have done, I have been finding a lot more stuff for what is going on here in New Mexico. I'm going to be doing a third hour from now on. And I have Yvette Harrell, who was a Congress lady here in New Mexico until this last major election, when she was sort of pretty much cheated out of her position. And she didn't even lose by that much. But what the state did was the Democrats took her section, which was in the southwestern part of the state, and they added a whole new section of it to her district, which sometimes is not a bad thing. But the whole amount of almost 100% of what they added to her district was Democrat-controlled area. And it was done in an effort to beat her out of her position. It actually succeeded. She is running for Congress again. She's in the process of trying to take her seat back, which I want to see if I can do everything I can to help her get her seat back, because this state needs a good, strong, conservative congresswoman, and actually a couple of senators too, but we just don't have them right now. So hopefully, starting by next week, Yvette Harrell is going to be recording the intro for my third hour. So I've got my first hour, which is done by Duke Brooks, which is going to play in just a couple of moments. And then I've got my second hour, which is by Kathy Hinners of Daily Roll Call, who has been doing this it's been a couple of years now she's been doing this for me. Third hour, I was trying to get Douglas V. Gibbs, but he's so busy that he hasn't been able to do it. And so I, out of kind of a lark, send an email to Yvette Harrell and ask her if she could do this. She immediately sent me a mail back saying, yes, give me the copy and I'll record it at our radio station and then send it to you, which is, to me, is awesome. I have a national figure now who is going to be announcing the show in the third hour, which is really awesome. But we are going to do a 30-minute show today, and hopefully I can read what I've got printed for the article I want to read here, and then we're going to end the show. What happened with my eyesight was I had a lens, the natural lens in my eye, had a huge bulge in it, and it was causing everything I saw out of my right eye to be distorted and totally out of focus. So what they did was they got rid of my cataracts, which I had a little bit of, and it really actually changed the color of things that I see. They got rid of the cataract. They got rid of a bulge that was on the outside of my eye. That's no longer there. They got rid of the lens, and they replaced the lens. Now, the new lens is still setting, still trying to get in position. And if I move too much and do too much I can see the lens moving around, so it's kind of something that I'm not going to do too much of. I think I've got Sarge on the phone. Is this you, Sarge? Maybe not. Okay. Well, okay, I'll just put it back on. But what I'm in the process of doing now is I just want to do a short little thing here, and then I will be getting back to resting. Pretty much all I have done since Tuesday when I had the surgery done, but my eyesight is still horrible, so I can't hardly see what I'm doing. But let me get to my my intro, and then I'll be right back.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
Amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, now, the one thing that we have all known about Joe Biden is that he doesn't give orders. He doesn't lead. He doesn't do anything but hide in the basement. When it comes to things of national security, we cannot count on him for anything. And we've all been thinking this, and we've all been knowing this, but this article that I found, and I had to print it out huge so I could actually see what was being said here, came from Western Journal, and the headline on it was, Young Child Gets Biden to Admit What We've All Been Thinking. It explains everything. President Joe Biden participates in a Take Your Child to Work Day. Welcome on the south lawn of the White House in Washington on Thursday, which was yesterday. Out of the mouths of babes, the saying goes, oft comes wisdom. Maybe we should have a few more of them at the White House news briefings. As it is, those in President Joe Biden's administration tend to keep children away from the president for reasons that ought need no explanation. They try to keep the press away, or at least the friendly press, for a different set of reasons. However, on Thursday, there was no escaping Biden being around children or the media because there was a Take Your Child to Work Day event at the White House. At the top of his remarks, Biden thanked the Secret Service for bringing him out to the South Lawn, which should tell you all you need to know about the power dynamics at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So at one point in the speech, he was asked about having to leave the event. His answer was telling. Quote, "And by the way, the one thing I thought I'd thought when I got to be president is I'd get to give orders. But I take more orders than I ever did," unquote. Indeed, he's right. As one Twitterer said in what might be the perfect response, quote, "The most honest thing he said since taking office," unquote. Now, this was an immediate response to a child who said, "Mr. President, I heard you had to get back to the Oval Office," unquote. Biden said, "You're right, babe. What's your name?" "Kathleen," she said. "Kathleen, what a beautiful name," the president said. "Kathleen is reminding me I've got to get back to the office. If I don't go, they're going to get the Secret Service working on me, so I'm going to be in trouble," unquote. I don't know whether Kathleen was talking about this being the end of the event, because it would be odd that a child would know that. But yes, it was. And the timing was right. We have just been treated to what aficionados of the Biden gaffe probably refer to as that moment. You know, that moment when it comes, the moment when the space cadet Biden, not necessarily in near-Earth orbit mentally as it is, finally loses the gravitational pull of reality entirely and drifts off into the oblivion of incoherent answers. And that moment came when he was asked what his favorite movie was. The president responded, quote, "My favorite movie was the new movie that was about a guy who flies jet planes. You know who I'm talking about? Do you think Biden is really in charge of the White House?" "I don't." The only thing that would have been sadder or funnier was if he really meant that the new Gerard Butler movie, Plane, but let's face it, that's nobody's favorite movie. This is the thing about Biden, though. Even in the fractured pop culture landscape of the 2020s, where most people haven't heard of half the movies nominated for the Best Picture Oscar, much less watch them, Top Gun Maverick was one of the new global phenomena that we all partook of, or at least knew about. Fortunately for Biden, the child chimed in with Top Gun. And then another kid said, "Oh yeah, Top Gun Maverick." Then the president said, did you see Top Gun Maverick? That's been my favorite movie I've seen this year." But yes, Biden's statement that he takes more orders than he gives is confirmation of what many of us suspect. And the answer prior to that also seemed to indicate that it was for the exact reason we suspected it. The motor may be barely running, but the so-called leader of the free world isn't necessarily at the wheel. But yes, Biden's statement that he takes more orders than he gives is confirmation of what many of us suspect. And the answer prior to that also seemed to indicate it was for the exact reason we suspected it. The motor may be barely running, but the so-called leader of the free world isn't necessarily at the wheel. Consider that this came one day after cameras caught a card with a reporter's picture on it, her name, phonetic pronunciation of her last name included, and her question as well. What's funny is that despite the phonetic pronunciation, Biden didn't even bother trying Courtney Subramanian's last name when he called on her, referring to her as Courtney Los Angeles Times. I guess we should be thankful he hasn't forgotten how to pronounce Courtney. Folks, the left is still trying to cover up for this man. And now he's running for president again at a time when he'll be 86 or 87 when he leaves office if he wins again. And then I was listening to an article the other day talking about how Trump, if he wins, he will be almost 80. That may be true. But if you look at the two men side by side and the way their mannerisms are, the way they act, the way they move, the way they act in front of the crowds, you would think that Trump is like 40 years younger than Biden is. So age really doesn't matter here. What really matters is the cognitive abilities of the men. Trump seems to have the cognitive abilities of a 50-year-old. Biden, on the other hand, seems to have the cognitive abilities of a 105-year-old. Now, we have a guy, a person who is living in my apartment complex who last month turned 105. And this person has more energy and more wherewithal and more knowledge of where he's at than Biden does. We have to get this clear, folks. If Biden runs for office and is elected for office, he's not going to be the president. Who will be the president will be Kamala Harris, and that will be just as horrible because she knows what she's doing, but she's oblivious to everything she is supposed to be doing. She, like Biden, hates America. She, like Biden and the Democrats, hate what this country stands for. And this was shown the other day when the Republicans voted for something that would have been good for America, and every Democrat voted against it. The new budget that the Republicans just passed gave a new debt ceiling, but it also did another thing that no other party has done. It pushed the cutting of governmental spending. This is something we have to do, and every Democrat voted against it. Not one Democrat was for it. Why? Because they do not want to stop governmental spending. They don't want to stop it. They don't want to put an end to it. And the reason for that is they enjoy spending other people's money. They don't necessarily enjoy spending their own money, but they enjoy spending other people's money. And when it comes to our government, my friends, what we have to realize here is that when every penny they spend is not theirs. It comes from you and me. It comes from you and me, taxpayer. Plain and simple. It's just the way it is, folks. Without taxpayer money that comes out of our wallets, my friends, government has no money. Well, they all talk a big game. Oh, we got all this money. We're spending trillions of dollars here. We're spending billions of dollars here. But if it wasn't for us taxpayers and the money that the government gets from us, the government has $0 that is theirs. That is where the United States has got to open up our eyes. We've got to start looking and seeing what is going on. But hopefully next week when I get back here, I will have my third hour intro done. And like I said, it's going to be Congresswoman Yvette Harrell who is going to do it for me. This actually is something that we are really excited about. The email I got from her thanked me for reaching out to her for this, and she was going to accept my invitation to do it, which means that I can probably get her on the show sometime too. This will be a big thing for New Wise Conservatism Radio because we have never been able to do that. We did that with one other person, and he was running for mayor of Indianapolis when we were in Indiana. He didn't win, was not a nationally known person, but we got him on the show. That was a big thing. But what we've got now is Yvette Harrell is going to be part of New Wise Conservatism Radio. And if I don't know of too many people who don't know about her. She was one of these conservative Republicans that was constantly speaking up like Ted Cruz does, like Jim Jordan does. And she was always pushing for what is good for New Mexico. She is in the process of running for Congress again, and I will do everything I can to help her win because we need to get more and more people like her and Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz and Green and Malkin, you know, or not Malkin, but, you know, we need to get more people like this into our government so that we can actually have a government that works for the people, not for the ones who are in the government to make themselves rich. Now, like I had said, I was only going to do about a 30-minute show tonight. That article that I read was normally on one page, it was like 8 pages long because I had to make the print so big so that I could actually see it. I'm having to put eye drops into my eye every couple of hours, and that makes it so that my eye doesn't see very well. I also have pain in my eye because of the surgery that they had to do. So I've just been taking it easy. I haven't been doing too much of anything. I did my update on Monday. Said I was going to be back on Wednesday, but it just didn't work because the doctor told me I needed to take it easy for a couple of weeks. So starting next week, hopefully by the time next week comes, my eyesight will be a lot better. I won't have to make things so big in order to see it. And I can see improvements in the, hello, Joseph, how are you today? I'm not going to be here very long today. Did you want to call in and say something? and say something before I go off the air, or I wasn't sure if you did. But like I said, I was only going to do about a 30-minute show today because of the surgery I had on my eye this week. But I will be back next week. But, you know, it's like I was saying, the thing that's exciting about this whole thing is that I've got Yvette Harrell, who was a Congress lady until this last election, and she's running for Congress again. And she's going to be doing my hour three intro for this show, which is really exciting. But we will be back this next week. I'm going to try and do my 3-hour show next week, and hopefully everything will work out really good. I know my eyesight is improving daily, but it's still pretty fuzzy, and I'm still not seeing much of anything except for through my left eye. And because of that, because of me using my left eye almost constantly, my left eye gets tired and then starts to fuzz out. And during this time of the day, I can read what is going on, but it's hard to see. And Joseph said, next Friday at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time will be when my next show is. I'm going to try to do at least one or two. I'm not really sure. I'm going to ask. I think I'll send her a letter and ask her if she will be on. She did accept my thing to say that she was going to do my intro for hour three, and that was exciting. So I'm thinking that because she's going to do that, I might be able to get her on the show. That would be really awesome, too. I hadn't even really I thought about it, but I hadn't. But I'll send her an email tonight and see if she will be on the show and give her the number to call in on and everything. So if she'll be here, that would be an awesome show. But Yvette Harrell is one of these ladies who was, you know, like I said before, she was like Jim Jordan or Ted Cruz or somebody like that. If she saw something going wrong in government, she would be one of the first ones to speak out about it. And she was a firebrand. She was one of these people who just would let you know exactly what was going wrong with our government. And so I will email her tonight and find out if she'll be on my show. And that would be awesome too. So hopefully I'll get my hour three intro in there, and then also have her on the show. So that would be awesome. But I will let you guys know on that. Well, I've got 90 seconds left, but I will be back next week, and hopefully maybe one of the updates for this next week will be there too. So I'm glad that Joseph was there. I think Sarge called in for a second, and then he hung up after a couple of seconds. But we'll be back next week. God bless you all. God bless America. And we'll see you next week. And have a good weekend. We'll be back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned. God bless you all.